Right now, it is time for us to check sports here on Robinhood Radio.
Pagan delivers. And that's driven deep to left center field. Racing back, Kiermaier looking up. See you later! See you later! Back-to-back jacks. First Brantley, now Altuve. It's 6-1 Astros.
6-1 the Houston Astros. And I guess it's time to cue up the band, all right? Because we're all heading.
Well, it's lonesome in this old town.
That's right.
Everybody puts me down.
Where are we going?
I'm a face without a name.
Where are we going?
Just walking in the rain, going back to Houston. Houston. Houston.
That's enough of that. Going back to Houston. Let's bring in Mike Cozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
So I watched the first inning of the game last night, and I opened up this morning sports. And I don't know. You're a pitcher, so you can tell me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The kid that started the game, they interviewed him after the game. And he said, I must have been tipping my pitches. And that's nothing illegal, by the way. If you're a good hitter and you watch video of a pitcher, you can get certain indications. Did you think that he was tipping his pitches, or is just that?
This is all media propaganda garbage. Did you see the game when Verlander got hit?
Yeah.
The Rays came out on fire, and anything he threw near the plate, they hit. Last night, Houston came out on fire. Yeah. I mean, Houston's a good team. They pretty much got embarrassed the other night when Verlander got beat up. And that was, what, 4-1, 5-1 game, something like that?
Yeah.
But this is a good team. This is the best team in baseball.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they made a statement last night saying, we're not rolling over. And they came out, and they hit the ball right on the nose 4, 5, 6 times in a row in the first inning and put the game to sleep early.
Yeah.
Tipping pitches? Come on, give me a break. I mean, well, they got to make up stories,
Mike,
about everything.
I watched the
game from start to finish last night.
Mike, you're wrong. The media didn't make it up. The kid actually said it. The media didn't make it up.
Where do you think the kid heard he was tipping pitches from?
It was right after the game. Nobody went up and said you were tipping pitches. They asked him what happened in that first inning, and he said...
He got hit. He wasn't tipping pitches.
Well, I'm saying the media didn't make it up, though. You can't blame this one on the media. The kid just blurted that out right in front of his locker.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. And that's why I'm asking you the question. You're someone who is a pitcher, and I wanted to know about
my opinion. You got my opinion. He wasn't tipping pitches.
Okay.
I watched the game just like everybody else. He wasn't tipping pitches. Houston came out on fire and took him to the woodshed. That's my opinion.
That's why I asked you.
Nothing more than that.
But that's why I asked you, because you're a pitcher, and you pitched for a long time. And so I was asking you about the tipping pitching.
There's so much technology in baseball that immediately, if he was doing that, they would have let the catcher know, and the catcher would have let him know. No, it's not happening. You're not talking about Roosevelt High School playing Yonkers, where it happens and it keeps on going. This is the major leagues, where if someone is tipping pitches, they're letting known about it immediately. They got beat up. That's all there was to it. And if you watched the whole game yesterday, you would have thought that it was a 1-0 game, and it could have swayed on any swing of the bat, because all the Girardi and Pierzynski did was saying, well, The Astros aren't home yet. There aren't gentlemen. Cole gave up 2 hits. He gave up 1 hit, which was a home run, which was the only reason why the Rays scored it. They were about as dead as somebody on life support. They had no chance to come back in this game.
Down 4.
But yet they just kept hitting it. Oh, give me a break.
Yeah.
It was complete domination by the Astros last night.
Down 4-0. A guy who hasn't lost since May. And won 17 out of his 20 outings since May.
This wasn't Luis Severino pitching out there, folks, that hasn't won a game in the postseason. This was the best pitcher in baseball in the year in a must-win situation. And he answered it.
Yeah, absolutely. So now we're finally all set. Everybody in the American League got what they wanted. It was either going to be the Red Sox at the beginning of the season, the Red Sox against Houston, or the Yankees against Houston, and it turned out to be the Yankees against Houston. So they got that, and they got, I think, an unimaginable, but it looks like should be a fun matchup in the National League.
Yeah, the National League can go either way. St. Louis and Washington. Washington has good starters, but so does the Cardinals. They have some unheralded starters that they don't get the ink that the that Scherzer and Strasburg gets, but they're just every bit as good as the both of them. It's going to come down to lineup depth, and it's going to come down to batters taking advantage of bad pitchers. It can go either way. If somebody tells, in my opinion, if somebody says somebody here has a big advantage over one of the, each other, nah, they're just homers talking that way. Either team can win this. And just because Washington beat the Dodgers, who everybody said was the best team in the National League, yeah, they were over 161 games, but not over a short, over 6 or 7 or 5-game stretch of a series. So, like I said before we went in, I wouldn't be surprised if the Dodgers get beat, and they did. And in this series, either team can win.
All right. The Giants lost to the Pats last night without a running game, 35-14.
But here's the other thing. On the other side of the ball with New England, three of their five linemen were out, and they only had two offensive starters playing at the skills positions. So the Patriots were very undermanned last night, too, on the offensive side of the ball, but they put up 35 points.
Yeah. 14 of the points by the special team and defense, but still.
Mm-hmm. They still got over 400 yards.
Yeah, that's what. That's exactly right. But it was not a well. I watched it for a quarter and a half, and it was not a well played game. It was very, very windy up there, and it just there were. I think in the quarter and a half I watched it, New England had two turnovers, and the Giants had two turnovers, and I just turned it off and went to bed.
The Giants had a couple of fumbles, and I know he threw three picks.
Yeah.
So the Giants turned the ball over at least five times. You can't beat New England doing that.
Yeah. So now we've got to pick the games for this weekend,
mm-hmm.
And I'll start off. What the heck here? Okay, we're gonna take I'm gonna take Kansas City over Houston. I'm going to take San Francisco over the Rams, and I'm going to take Dallas over the Jets.
Oh, we got two of the same. I'm taking Dallas over the Jets, and I'm taking Kansas City. I'm also taking Baltimore against Cincinnati.
All right. That's the way we look for the NFL this week. What else? Philadelphia is looking for a new manager in baseball.
Who's the big signee that they got in Philadelphia this past year? Who'd they sign?
I know.
They spent a lot of money signing somebody. What was that guy's name?
Harper.
Bryce, not worth the price, Harper. There you go. We should can that name, huh? We should get a patent on that. Bryce, not worth the price, Harper. Yep. So Kaplan's out. Harper's in. Cashing checks. And the Washington Nationals are in the National League Championship Series. See the common denominator there?
I certainly do.
Pretty good. Hey, you know one guy that they're not really talking about for managers is Buck Showalter.
And that's strange because I think Buck Showalter would be good with a young team.
He'd be a perfect fit for the Mets, not Joe Girardi.
No,
Buck Showalter.
I think you're absolutely right. I think you're absolutely right. I think he would bring a certain calmness to that team, but I don't think the general manager is going to hire Buck Showalter.
No, because he'll feel threatened by him.
Yeah.
And that's another reason why he won't sign Joe Girardi either. He'll feel threatened by him. He's going to need a puppet that he can manipulate. So, Buck Showalter would be perfect for the Mets because Buck Showalter's the guy that molded the Yankees in the 90s and made them the winners that they were, not Joe Torre, folks.
Yeah.
And in Baltimore, every time he got some players, they got rid of them. So... He was managing a team with his hands tied behind his back. Whoever gets Buck Showalter will be very, very good. If Buck Showalter goes to Philadelphia, Mr. Not Worth the Price is going to have to change his entire approach to baseball, or else he won't be playing in Philadelphia. Buck Showalter will get rid of him.
All right, any racing this weekend?
Not a lot. We only got one race, one stake race. Belmont's cards this weekend are terrible until Monday. So we only have one race tomorrow at Keeneland. It's the Grade 1 Queen Elizabeth running for $500,000, a mile and an eighth on a turf. Nine real hard-hitting horses in here. The three-horse Cambier Park is the favorite coming up back from Del Mar, won the Del Mar Oaks for Chad Brown. He's 8-5 morning line favorite. I'm not looking for this horse in this race tomorrow. I am going to use a Chad Brown horse. It's the six-horse Cafe Americana, a lightly raced three-year-old, only raced four times, has three wins on the turf out of four starts on the turf. One at Arlington Park in the Pucker Up. Horses coming from Arlington are running pretty well at Keeneland this meet. Two real nice works coming into this race, one from Belmont, one at Keeneland. And this horse is 6-1 as opposed to 8-5 on the other Chad Brown horse. So I'm going to use Cafe Americano. The other horse in here that I'm looking at is the 8-horse, Varenka. This horse has been running very well three out of his last four starts with wins at Churchill, Belmont, and Saratoga. This horse is 7 times in the money out of 8 starts on the turf. That horse will be my top pick in this race. And another horse I'm going to look at, some of these European horses have been running very well in the last week at Keeneland. So that brings my eye to the number 5, Castle Lady. This horse has 3 wins in 4 starts, one on poly track, a firm track, and a soft track. So doesn't matter what the track condition is, gets Lasix for the first time. So this horse, check the board. If this horse is anywhere around the 7-2 morning line, a definite use. So I'm going to toss the favorite, and I'm going to go with a 5, 6, 8 exacta box, and whoever looks best at the time on the track will get my win money. And I'm kind of leaning toward Varenka right now without seeing him. So,
all right.
5, 7, 8 with the 8 to win and the 9th at Keeneland tomorrow, post time at 5:30.
And the schedule, Washington against St. Louis tonight at 8 o'clock. Washington against St. Louis Saturday at 4 o'clock. The Yankees against Houston Saturday at 8 o'clock. And the Yankees against Houston Sunday at 8 o'clock. That's the baseball lineup for this weekend.
There it is. This is what everybody wanted, so here it is. You got it.
We are here. Okay. Mike, have a great weekend, and I'll check with you on Monday, of course.
You got it, guys. Have a great one.
Take care. Mike Cosby with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.